Hey, Powerhouse, it's time to transform your legal career inside Powerhouse Elite. Created for the ambitious, forward-thinking female lawyer who is craving meaningful connections, career advancement, and empowering other women in the law. So let me tell you all the incredible value you'll be getting inside Powerhouse Elite, a luxury retreat at the Miraval Resort in Austin, Texas, September 27th through the 30th, monthly one-on-one coaching calls with me to specifically work on your goals and where you're going, access to a sisterhood like no other, connecting a network of inspiring, supportive women who share your values, dreams, and ambition. And also inside the Elite membership, you get a coaching call once a month with all of these incredible women in the Powerhouse Lawyers community. So if you're ready for more this year, join Powerhouse Elite. Grab one of the few remaining spots today by clicking the link in the show notes. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to transform your life and career with Powerhouse Elite.
I wrote the book so that everyone knows that they have the right to speak up and they have a right to claim their seat at the table. And then it's our job to build a bigger table. That is no longer optional. We have to make the table bigger for the rest of the women.
You are more than a lawyer. You are a powerhouse. Welcome to Powerhouse Lawyers. I'm your host, Erin Gerner, a former lawyer, wife, mom, entrepreneur, and coach. And I'm here to show you what's possible. So if you're ready, let's go.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Powerhouse Lawyers. I am so excited for today's topic and today's guest because the entire theme of the podcast is unmute yourself. And I cannot think of a more exciting thing to talk about to you guys, my fellow powerhouse lawyers, is unmuting ourselves and speaking up and speaking out and dismantling the narrative that if we are confident and outspoken, that makes us aggressive or bitchy or something like that. My next guest, Nancy Medoff, has written a best-selling book called Unmute Yourself, which I have read, and it is incredible. Her story is so great. But what this podcast is going to do is equip you with not only some mindset shifts that I think as women we need to start recognizing and become aware of so we can start dismantling those, becoming more aware of our thoughts, how we talk to ourselves. She says the greatest thing, and I say this all the time, not only to myself, but to my clients, how we talk to ourselves is so important. And we are horrible to ourselves. I mean, I know some of the thoughts that I think about myself are horrible. And I think in that same, like the next thought is, would I say that to my daughter? Oh my God, would I talk to my daughter like that? No, I would never say that to my daughter. I would never talk to my daughter like that. Why am I talking to myself like that? We are all, that is totally normal. And Nancy just talks to us about how to really start paying attention to those thoughts and start talking to ourselves a lot nicer. She's actually writing another book about that on top of the Unmute Yourself book. But, and the other thing that I love that y'all are going to get a kick out of, but I think that is so important to recognize, is we talk about imposter syndrome all the time. Everyone lumps all of these feelings of anxiety, doubt, fear, all these things into imposter syndrome. And Nancy is like, we are not sick. There is nothing wrong with us. Like, we do not have a syndrome. We do not have an illness. It is a feeling, and feelings are not real. But if we let feelings become real, then they become our habits and our behaviors. So it's just identifying that space in between of saying, no, I don't have imposter syndrome. There's nothing wrong with me. It's a feeling. So what can I do with those feelings to change them? Anyway, I've talked a lot. I'm going to let Nancy take it away because she's got all the goods. Go out and buy her book, Unmute Yourself. Go follow her on Instagram. She's got all kinds of amazing things to say. And y'all enjoy the show. Okay, powerhouses, welcome back to the show. I have a very special guest for you today. My fellow lover of pink, Nancy Medoff, is in the house. After 3 decades of walking the walk and talking the talk in corporate sales leadership, Nancy left her VP global sales job after being spoken over one too many times in meetings. Amen, sister. Mm-hmm. She did the thing and followed her passion for empowering women to claim their seat at the table and then build a bigger table. Her best-selling communication book, Unmute Yourself and Speak Up to Stand Out, was listed in Forbes before being published and debuted at number one on Amazon, not once, but twice. And her top 5% podcast, Unmute Yourself, the podcast, is a call to action for women everywhere to speak up, step into who they are meant to be, and thrive at work. She's also a diehard foodie. She loves Cape Cod, and she loves a good beach read on the book, or a good beach read on the beach. My goodness gracious, that can be our Legally Blonde moment this week since I can't talk. Nancy, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on.
Hello. I am ridiculously excited to be here. I can't wait. I love your energy. I love everything about you, and I love it.
Same, same. Okay, Nancy, so take us back to, I want you to tell your unmute yourself moment. I love that that's the name of your book, the name of your podcast. That is like what I live by. So I would love if you would take the listeners back to those 3 decades in corporate sales leadership and to that unmute yourself moment.
Sure. Thank you. So I was sitting around, I was at a meeting, and this is in the book, and it was a very large U-shaped table with about 18 people sitting around the table, probably about 4 women. This was a long time. Well, this was like 5-6 years ago. So it was a big meeting, not a lot of women. I'm sure everyone listening is used to that. And I was leading a large sales team at the time, about 100 people. Ultimately rolled up into my unit. And I was asked a question about my sales team and my colleague, we'll call him Ethan. Okay, we'll call him Ethan. My colleague Ethan answered the question. And I remember thinking to myself, huh, that's interesting. I thought they were asking about my team, but okay, all right. So the meeting went on. I was asked another question about my team and Ethan answered it. And I thought to myself, okay, this is going to be interesting. So the third time it happened, I looked around the table and I said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Am I on mute? And this was before there was no one there. There was no Zoom. Like we were in the meeting. And I remember the leader of the meeting said, you know what, guys, she's right. We need to let her talk. And the meeting went on. I was able to make my point. I took back the mic. And I remember driving home that day and thinking to myself, I'm the youngest of 4. And in my house, if you don't speak up, you don't eat. So I thought about the millions of women out there who don't speak up or are afraid to speak up or are living in a country where they will be, you know, reprimanded if they speak up. And I just thought, no more. This is it. I resigned a few weeks later. I started my business. I wrote the book. I do the podcast. And I will be darned if any woman is going to not speak up because she's afraid. So that's my mission. And I'm here to change that for everyone.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And that is so much on brand and on mission with what I do with female lawyers, because as we know, that is not an uncommon feeling for women in the law. So I would love to know, like when you were writing the book, tell us about who some of the women you were writing for. Obviously, you were writing it for yourself, but there are obviously different versions of women that we're writing to and we're producing and creating something like that. So who are those women?
I love that question. And no one's ever asked me that before, by the way. So a couple things. One, it blows my mind when you tell me that this happens a lot with women in the law, because I have to say this, women in the law are badass lawyers, every single one of you. And it blows my mind. I just did a session last month for a big law firm during International Women's Month or Women's History Month. And I was blown away that these powerhouse attorneys, graduate degrees, earn their seat at the table, have the same doubts and the same lack of confidence as anyone else. So it breaks my heart. And that's one of the reasons why I'm here. So I wrote the book for your audience. I wrote the book for my nieces who were young and coming up through, you know, high school and junior high and college. I wrote the book for some close family members who spoke up and nothing ever happened. I wrote the book so that everyone knows that they have the right to speak up and they have a right to claim their seat at the table. And then it's our job to build a bigger table. That is no longer optional. We have to make the table bigger for the rest of the women.
Absolutely. Okay. So what do you say to the woman who is like, well, I mean, that's fine. You say, I'm going to unmute myself, but I don't want to be like this huge, like, I don't want to be, See, there's this thing that happens when we talk about unmuting ourselves as women. People then are like, oh, well, then I'm going to be a bitch. But those two things don't have to mean the same thing. So what is your opinion on that?
So,
and I think that's a lot of female lawyers too. Like, I think that we think if we speak up and speak out, then that just makes us look like a bitch.
So it does, right? So you're not crazy. Sometimes it does. And women are judged differently than men. Is that fair? No. Is that a reality? Yes. So now that we know the reality, how do we behave and how can we advocate for ourselves? And one of the things I talk about in the book, and I get a lot of flack for it, and I stand by it. One of the things that I talk about in the book is how you're saying it. So I don't know if any of you remember the vice presidential debates last cycle when Kamala Harris kept being spoken over by Mike Pence. And three times she had to say, excuse me, I'm speaking. And the first time she said it, she was very kind and sweet and smiled. Second time she said it, she was a little more firm. And the third time she said it, she literally put her hand up and she said, excuse me, I'm speaking. And she was strident. And he stopped and he didn't do it again. And I remember thinking to myself, if she had done that the first time, she'd be dead in the water. If she had come out guns blazing, it wouldn't have mattered what she said. Everybody would have been focused on what she was saying. She's a bitch, she's strident, whatever the case may be. You know, don't think for a second that she didn't train for those moments. She practiced, she trained, she knew they were coming. So that by the third time she did it, the public had already seen, look, she tried. She tried, and now this is what she have to do, what she had to do. When you become emotional, and it's really hard not to be, but when you make it emotional, you take the focus away from what you're saying and how you, and it goes to how you're saying it. And that's not what you want. You want to remember for what you're saying, not how you said it. So the first thing I would say is take the emotion out of it. Usually, I like to assume positive intent. Usually the person doesn't mean it. They're not doing it on purpose. I'm going with that. It's how I go through my life. I'm assuming that they didn't mean to. And I take the high road. And, you know, that's just the reality is we have to sugarcoat it a little bit more. We have to smile. That doesn't mean that we have to lay down and let people walk over us. It's a very big difference.
Absolutely. Well, this segues into my next question because your words matter, right? Like clearly words matter. How you say stuff matters. So you're going to write a whole nother book about this. The whole thing that words matter. So this is a great segue into why that is a really important, powerful topic, not only for everybody right now, but especially for you and the audience of women that you're speaking to.
I love it. So words matter. And the person with the most unrealistic expectations of us is us. So that's where we have to be really, really careful when we're looking at, you know, I can't do it all. There's no way I can do all this. I'm a failure. You know, I'm a terrible mother. I just can't. Who am I gonna disappoint today? These are all very real feelings. You have to be careful with that because that's where we live, and that's not fun for any of us.
So I am guilty of that too. And our mind is not our friend. I tell my clients that all the time. And once we become aware of those thoughts, right, we can start to change the narrative in our head. So what are some tips for our high achieving women out there who need to start reversing this narrative in our heads?
I love that question. So the first thing I do is there's a couple of things I do. One, somebody told me a long time ago, would you talk to your daughter like that? And that's something that I keep really, really close to my heart is, you know, if I'm leaving the house or if I, you know, whatever the case is, if I wouldn't talk to my niece or my daughter or my granddaughter like that, then I kind of check myself before I wreck myself. By the way, that is my favorite expression. And I just watched a rerun of that movie and I'm trying to use it at least once a day. The other thing I remind myself is, and this is how I coach people to overcome imposter feeling, is that feelings aren't facts. And you might feel like a failure. That doesn't mean you're a failure. And that's okay. Feel the feel. You can feel it. That doesn't mean it's true. It's when you have the feelings and let those feelings become beliefs that impacts your behavior, that impacts your actions, and that impacts your outcomes. So it's understanding it's just a feeling and it's okay. It's okay. Kind of bless and release is kind of how I approach that.
So I love how you said imposter feeling. I know that you are not a fan of saying imposter syndrome because you're like, no one's ill. No one has a syndrome. No one's been diagnosed with anything. So talk to us how you feel about or your thoughts on imposter feeling, because that is truly, I think, to be honest, I feel like that's what's holding most of us back. I mean, I know that is my constant daily reverse narrative, having to cheerlead myself, having to tell myself what is true and what is facts, mm-hmm. as opposed to what my mind wants to tell me.
Yep.
So what are your tips and encouragement for all of us to overcome imposter feeling?
So the first thing I would say is everybody gets it. Everybody experiences this. Men, women, doesn't matter. And you would be shocked at some of the women who experience this. J-Lo, Beyonce. And when I give my speeches, I throw up a slide of Beyonce talking to Oprah about Sasha Fierce. So when she gets nervous, she brings back Sasha Fierce, who was one of her characters from one of her meetings. Jane Fonda, Lady Gaga, Tom Hanks, David Bowie, Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks. They all feel the same way. The difference between men and women is that men do it anyway. So men feel uncertain, but they do the thing anyway. Women feel uncertain and they let it hold them back. So there's three things I recommend. And I actually want to play this out with you in a second. So it's recall. That's one thing I do. So if I'm getting ready to go on stage and people are shocked by this, I get nervous every time I go on stage. Doesn't matter, but I'm used to it. Or I get anxious. So I'm going to give it away. So the first one is recall. Recall a time when I felt the same way and I nailed it anyway. So that's one thing to do. So let's say you're getting up and you're advocating for your client and you're nervous or you feel like an imposter. Recall the last time this happened and when you nailed it. The other one is reframe. So I like to take that nervous energy and turn it into excited energy. And I do this with my little granddaughter. She had her first ballet recital. I remember she was 4 years old, maybe five. She calls me Grancy and she said, Grancy, I'm really nervous. And I said, okay, honey, talk to me. What's up? I'm really nervous. I said, okay, honey, you're nervous. Okay. Are you also like a little excited? And she said, yeah, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm excited. I said, okay, honey, so let's focus on excited. You're excited. Let's focus on that excited energy because now I'm talking to you. I didn't talk to her like this, but excited energy is contagious. So if you're nervous and you can turn that nervous energy into excited energy, that's when not only can you overcome the feeling, you bring everybody else along with you. It is not easy, as you all know, to convince a room full of people to agree with your point. So one of the ways you can do that is take that nervous energy and turn it into excited energy because that is contagious. Whoops. The last R, I have to check my cheat sheet. Hang on a minute because I'm out of practice. We have remind, recall, and reframe. Remind yourself that feelings are not facts. It's a feeling. So this is a great segue. So Aaron, let's say when do you feel like an imposter? We're going to do a live spot coaching right now. When do you feel like an imposter?
I love this. So, and this will be very interesting to our listeners. So my feeling of imposter syndrome comes from the fact that I don't feel that there's a deep part of me that feels unqualified to do this work, that somehow I didn't prove myself enough in the legal field to make myself a quote unquote good coach, a good community facilitator. That is like my deep, that's the little girl that I work with.
And we all have her. She lives inside of all of us. So which of those three tactics do you think would work? Recall one of your client's success stories. Remind yourself it's a feeling that doesn't make it real, or reframe. Like which would you use?
Well, they all work, but I think the reminding myself is in real time what is most impactful. And I think probably for all of us, can you in the moment think of a time when you won that, right? When that was a success. And because our mind likes to go to the negative, it likes to go there immediately. And you have to force it to go back to the positive. But it's very easy to recall a time that you won that or you were successful there. So I think in the moment, that's probably really easy for me, and to find the evidence.
Oh, I like that. Find the evidence. I like that a lot. That's great.
And as lawyers, we're always looking for the evidence. We're always looking for evidence, right? And we're looking for it for our clients, but we're not finding it for ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where we've won the day.
I love that. I really like that. You know, the other thing too is that I like about remind is, so you remind yourself it's a feeling and feelings aren't facts. You can prepare. So if you know that you're going to be nervous, then you can say, okay, this is what I'm going to think about when I get nervous, and you move on. You demystify the whole thing. It is not a syndrome. You are not sick. I feel like a lot of times we put these items in these feelings in the imposter syndrome bucket, and we're holding ourselves back. It is a feeling. It is a very real feeling. So now let's deal with the feeling and we can all move on and stop calling it a syndrome.
Hey, Powerhouse, I just want to let you know that I see you. You have multiple to-do lists. You never feel like you're crossing anything off. The overwhelm is constantly swimming in your head. I absolutely relate, and I see you, and I'm here to help you regain your sanity. Introducing the Powerhouse Brain Dump, a better way of getting shit done. You guys, this is a game-changing ebook that is about to revolutionize the way you tackle your tasks. It's not your typical productivity guide. None of us have time for that. But it's a revolutionary approach that I've perfected over time that is going to actually help you break free from overwhelm and reclaim your powerhouse status so you can actually get shit done. So what are you waiting for? Say hello to a more organized and focused you. Grab your copy of the Powerhouse Brain Dump, a better way of getting shit done today by clicking on the link in the show notes or go directly to erin.gerner.com to grab your copy.
And I think it's also what I also tell people, and I love that you brought up the Sasha Fierce thing, because I think everyone feels like they have to be this certain person to show up a different way. We can put on, you know, Teflon suits, and we can step into different personas at different points in our lives to accomplish what we need to accomplish. That doesn't mean that we're Sasha Fierce all the time, but that means when I'm on stage, I prep to be Sasha Fierce. So that means I put on my pump up song. I talk to myself a different way. I dance, I sing, mm-hmm. I act like a lunatic. Like if you see me before I get on stage too, I'm crazy. But I do that to prep myself to be that person. And then when I walk off stage, I'm Erin again, or you're Beyonce again, right? I think that it's important to give ourselves permission to do that and to put on different hats as you would, or different Teflon suits that you need to in different areas of your life.
Everyone does it. Tony Robbins, if you're listening and you're interested in being a speaker or motivational speaker, Tony Robbins, he has a special on Netflix. It's called I'm Not Your Guru. He jumps up and down behind stage, and he's a big dude. He jumps up and down behind stage to get his energy going and to get himself excited. You would think it's Tony Robbins. He can just come off the couch and get on stage. No, we all have to do what we need to do to pump ourselves up. So again, if it's a situation where you know you're going to feel like you don't belong or you don't deserve to be there, you know it's coming. So how can you plan ahead of time so that you can overcome that? Because the biggest tragedy is when you don't do it because you feel like an imposter.
And do you see that a lot? Because I know that's something you and I have talked about a lot offline, like why more women are not unmuting themselves, why they are not, you know, pulling up a seat to their own table, why, what's stopping them, and why more women are not living a life that they love and thriving every single day.
Because women lack the confidence because of how we're socialized, because of what we're told when we're younger. I mean, you know, if I were to ask your listeners, I call my community my podsters. If I were to ask my podsters, how many of you were told, you're too much, you're too confident, tone it down a notch, let someone else talk. Children should be seen and not heard. You're too bossy. You're too aggressive. I guarantee you every single person listening has been told this before. And your male colleagues, probably not as much. That, you know, when they go out and they direct a football team or if they're playing sports, they're the leader. A female, and it's getting better, but a female in sports steps up and starts calling plays and she's bossy. So, you know, this has been going on for years. The good thing now is we're talking about it. We're helping each other. We're supporting each other and we're amplifying each other. And together we can try to course correct.
I love it. That's so powerful. So for our listeners who are sitting there, who maybe by listening to this are ready to unmute themselves, mm-hmm. what are some tips? What are, like, how can we take some immediate action today? Because we could talk about this and how feelings are feelings and reframe or whatever, but I know people like actionable, tangible stuff to be able to pair with some of that mindset stuff. So what are some tips that you could offer our listeners?
So I'm going to go back to words matter. And this is really relevant because, as I mentioned, I just presented to a bunch of attorneys last month. When you're raising your hand or when you're stating your opinion, be mindful of how you're doing this. Are you raising your hand and saying, you know, somebody probably already thought of this, but what if we, you know, went this way? How compelling is that? How about instead you raise your hand and you say, I have an idea I'd like to share with the group. Is now the right time? Think about how different those sound. Or, you know, this one blows my mind. When you're sending an email, attached, please find the report you were looking for. Why do we're over polite? And I'm not saying to be rude. I'm not saying to stop saying please. I'm saying to be mindful of how you say it and how often you say it. If you were meeting someone at the water cooler, let's say it's Mike, and you said, would you walk up to him and say, hi, Mike, attached, please find the report you were looking for. No, you would say, hey, Mike, how's your day going? Here's the report you were looking for. Let me know if you have any questions. So it's being mindful of the please, the apologizing for speaking. The word just should be eliminated from every female's vocabulary immediately. I just want to add, I'm just checking in. I just want to follow up on. Okay. Okay. So this is like an intervention, okay? Because it's not going to happen overnight. Take a look at how often you're saying that in your emails. If it's a client, hey, I'm just checking in on the blah, blah, blah. Or you can say, hey, client, hope you're having a great day. I'm checking back in on this, that, and the other thing. I don't sound rude. I'm checking in. When you put the just in there, you're apologizing for speaking before you even speak. So you're mitigating your point before you even make your point. So we really need to be mindful of that. And I do too. You know, I do it to this day. Hey, I'm just checking on. And then I'm like, oh. And it's a very nuanced, small way for all of us to raise our executive presence, to speak how we speak, and to say what we mean, and to get our seat at the table. I would say practice those things.
I love that. That is so good. And I say just all the time. Like it really is. And the fact that I've had to stop saying like, I'm sorry to bug you, but I want to, you know, like, oh my gosh. And I grew up in the South where all we did was apologize before we started any sentence. So I have seriously had to stop saying that and like recognize in the moment of like, no, I'm not apologizing before I even start speaking. It's crazy, but the confidence is like a muscle and we have to slowly build it up. And changing your words is a very easy way to start building confidence. That's such an easy way when you think about it, just changing the way you talk to yourself.
Easily. Yeah. And the way you talk to other people. And it's really just take a look, even if it's after the fact, go through your emails, see how many times you say, please get back to me. Please let me know. Please, you know, arrange blah, 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 blah. And again, I'm not saying to be rude, but you can say, instead of saying, please get back to me about a good time, what you could say is, hey, Aaron, ideally I'd like to try to wrap this up by next week. Is that a realistic expectation or do you need more time? Okay. Doesn't make me mean or rude or bossy, but I'm not over pleasing. That's the key.
So I'm curious about you when you were speaking to the law firm, did you say that was recently, right?
Yeah.
Do you, what do they have you come speak on? And I'm totally putting you on the spot, but after you've spoken with these lawyers and maybe interacted with them, was that what they needed, what you spoke about? Or do you think they actually needed to hear another message? I'm just curious.
It's fascinating because again, I kept saying, okay, I'll come do it, but I really don't think you guys need this. By far, I got the most immediate follows on my social media, LinkedIn, all the things. They've already invited me back. They're buying the book for all of their women. They just sent out the survey, so I don't have the results yet, but I'm going to see if I have the chat. Well, I don't want to mess with it here, but this is exactly what we needed. Thank you so much. You know, I feel like an imposter. None of this is going to surprise anybody. I think what's fascinating to me is it doesn't matter if you are a lawyer or a doctor or a PhD or a CEO or male or female, we all lack confidence. We cannot let it hold us back. That's the thing. We have to do it anyway. Do it anyway.
Well, I love it. Do it anyway. I don't even know what else we say. I think that's a great way to wrap up the podcast. Do it anyway. And I think that there's people get a lot of flack for saying, do it scared, do it scared. We live in this woo where everyone's like concerned about feelings and like all this. And yes, we are concerned about feelings, but at the end of the day, if you want to be successful and make major moves in your life, you're going to have to get scared and get uncomfortable and move in spite of that. So 100%. However you want to phrase that, do it scared, do it anyway, or whatever, you're going to, if you want to do the do, you're going to actually have to do the do. And it's not always going to feel like sunshine and rainbows. It's going to be hard and uncomfortable. But on the other side of uncomfort is major breakthrough, major freedom, is thriving, is joy, is peace, is all the things. So it's either you sit back muted or you actually unmute yourself, get uncomfortable and start moving.
Is there a mic I can drop? Because that's perfect.
I don't know. We should. Oh my God. I love it. Okay, Nancy, where can people find you? Where can they find the book? Where can they get in touch with all things Nancy? Because yes, this has been so much gold and people are going to want more.
So thank you. Thank you. So the book is called Unmute Yourself and Speak Up to Stand Out. It's on Amazon. The podcast is called Unmute Yourself, the podcast. I am Nancy_Medoff on Instagram. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can email me, my website. It's all, my name is my brand. My brand is my name. And I just love hearing from everybody. You know, I love hearing what resonates, what doesn't, what, you know, what are you struggling with? I'm happy to help anybody. You know, for me, it's about the message. It's, you know, it's not the money, it's the message. So however I can help, I'm happy to help.
Nancy, you're such a gift. I mean, you have been such a gift to me today. Like, you've coached me on this call. Like, I mean, it is just, this has been amazing. But before we let you go, we've got to have one funny story from you. So can you share a fun, funny, Legally Blonde moment with the listeners?
Well, this is, yeah, this is a little, yeah, I can. You sprung this on me, but I have one. Many, many years ago, I was in sales. I was in sales for a very long time. And I had a client who was, remember the woman in The Little Mermaid? She was the octopus, the very mean woman.
Oh, yeah. What's her face?
I can't remember her name.
Me either.
This was her, but on steroids. Like, this woman was so rude, so mean, hated me. And one day I forwarded a meme and I thought I was forwarding it to my friend. And it was a very offensive meme that had some curse words in it. I know exactly what it is. I remember the meme to this day. This was 20 years ago. And I sent it to her and she went ballistic. So she went ballistic. She emailed me back and I said, obviously that was not meant for you. I would never send that to you. You know, thank you for your understanding. I don't understand. And I'm going to talk to your boss. And Ben, she went nuts. So I called my boss and I said, I can't believe I have to call you about this, but I sent this meme to blah, blah, blah. And this woman managed a very large, very large company. And my boss just burst out laughing and he said, I hope she calls me. I hope she calls me. That is how I learned to not do 1,000 things at once and to be really careful about what you send out. Cause that could have been a disaster. It wasn't. And I didn't care. I'm like, whatever, really. But it was bad. It was bad.
I think we all have a nightmare email story. Like the email that got forwarded or you accidentally replied to all.
Yeah.
Like everybody has one of those stories where you just want to like die inside, go under the desk and be like, can I please recall that message? Like go into the cloud and retrieve it and bring it back to home.
Well, it's funny because I remember the email came back. Again, this was a long time ago. The email came back to me and it was, you know, RE:, and then how about a nice cup of, right? And I'm like, huh, why is she sending me that? And I said, oh. So it was very funny. But you know what? Who cares? It's life. We can all move on.
I mean, we're all human. And honestly, she probably needed a laugh. She just didn't know it.
To this day.
Yes.
Easily.
Yep. There you go. We probably should resend that meme. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my goodness. Nancy, thank you so much for your time today. You're genius for everything, for your voice, for women everywhere. And I am just so lucky and happy to know you. And thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Can't wait to see, you know, keep following you and see all the great things you're doing with your community. I love you guys.
Oh my gosh. We love you too, Nancy. Thank you. All right, you guys. See you next week. Thank you so much for listening into the Powerhouse Lawyers podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you catch your podcasts. If you loved this episode, I would be so honored if you left a review. And because I know you are the type of woman who wants to see other women win, be sure to share this episode with someone who needs it. By sharing it, you are empowering a fellow sister in the law to know that she is not alone, that there is nothing wrong with her, and that she can build a life and career that she loves.
Thank you. See you next week. Hey, Powerhouse. As a dedicated listener to this podcast, I have curated a special place just for you. It's called the Powerhouse Lawyers Facebook group. You can head on over to the show notes, click on the link, and join our community. This Facebook group is for listeners of the show, attorneys, no matter where you are in your practice. Maybe you're a law student, or maybe you're just someone fascinated by the legal profession. This Facebook group is for you. This is a community that is going to engage in discussions on episodes. You'll get special exclusives. There's valuable networking opportunities. I'll be providing some educational content. And above all, you'll get a strong, supportive community and support system. So click on the link in the show notes below to join the Powerhouse Lawyers Facebook community, where community, knowledge, passion, and collaboration thrive. Again, head on over to the show notes to click on the link to join the Facebook group for the Powerhouse Lawyers podcast. Thanks so much. See you guys there.